الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أعطى لله ومنع لله وأحب لله وأبغض لله فقد استكمل إيمانه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Let us send Durood Sharif upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. All praise belongs to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite grace and mercy, has bestowed us with the wealth of Iman, made us the reciters of the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allahumma thabbitna ala al-Iman, wa amitna ala al-Iman, wa ahshurna yawm al-qiyamati ma'a al-muttaqeen ma'a al-Iman. O Allah, keep us steadfast on Iman. O Allah, let us face Malak al-Mawt with Iman. And O Allah, rise us up on the day of Qiyamah with Iman. Ameen. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the Hadith, من أعطى لله ومنع لله وأحب لله وأبغض لله فقد استكمل إيمانه. That whoever gives, he gives for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever holds back for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever loves, loves for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever has anger for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by a person doing this for the pleasure and the ridwan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then most definitely his iman is complete. And most definitely he has perfected his iman. Respected listeners, if you look at this one hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown us four signs of perfect faith. That if a person brings these four signs into his life, then most definitely he has perfected his iman. These four signs of faith, alhamdulillah, if you look at these four signs that I have mentioned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not speak about salah, did not speak about zakat, did not speak about fasting in the month of Ramadan or performing hajj if you have the means. Those actions are obligatory upon every believer. These actions have been made faraz upon us, has become incumbent upon us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showing us, if you want to have complete iman, complete love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and complete love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we need to bring these four signs into our lives. And if we bring this into our lives, we will get insha'Allahu al-Aziz the sweetness of iman. You will get that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love for obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the love for following the way and life of our beloved Habib Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
If you look at the first sign that Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, man a'ta lillah, that the first sign of faith is that a believer, that a mu'min, he gives something for the pleasure and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he spends some money and he has the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his mind, whatever he spends on himself, his family, or in charity, and he forms an intention at the time of spending it, that he wishes only to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By a person having this intention in his heart, it creates more joy. It brings more satisfaction to a person's heart that he knows now with true conviction, with sincerity, that he is giving it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he will have this intention automatically because of the enjoyment of that giving, that charity for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For no other gain, but only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a means of motivation for him. It is a means of motivation for him that he will want to give more. That he will want to be more consistent in giving. You know, this is the beauty of Islam, that whatever action that we do, but if we do it with the right intention, we get the rewards for it. Our day-to-day activities, our day-to-day dealings, if we do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do it in a way shown to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we get reward for it. Abdul Hayy Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to always say that the only difference in mundane and spiritual matters is the angle of sight. Like, what is worldly from one angle becomes religious, becomes part of deen when seen from another angle. And the method to do it is to carry on whatever one does in his life, but look at it from a different perspective. Whether he sleeps, gets up, he eats, or he drinks. Now all this may seem open, it may seem as a worldly matter, but it becomes part of deen when he does this. When he sleeps, when he gets up, when he eats, and when he drinks. And he does this according to the way of our beloved Habib Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he will get reward from it. So a lesson for us all, that our day-to-day activities that we do, even if it's going, opening up our businesses, or opening up our surgeries, or going to work, but we do it with that intention. And we do these acts according to the Sharia, according to the teachings of our beloved Habib Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That will be a means of us getting reward in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And no action goes unseen in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No action goes unseen in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And never think for one moment that an action is insignificant. For every action will carry weight on the day of Qiyamah. When we're standing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we see all the a'mal saliha before us, and we will ask Allah, oh Allah, where all this came from? And then it'll be written, that smile that you gave another Muslim, or the greeting, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, that you made sure you were first to greet another Muslim. You were honest in your dealings. You were open in your dealings. You do all of this. This carries weight in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of us doing this according to our beloved teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look at us with mercy on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all Jannatul Firdaus. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard us on that, on the day of Qiyamah. Ameen. If you look at the second sign that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, وَمَنَعَ لِلَّهِ, and hold back for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this tells us that a believer will have perfect faith if he withholds or forbids for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give you an example. If he does not spend on something and he restrains himself for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah and His beloved Habib Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has forbidden us to spend unnecessarily, or if he does not pay anyone to spend on an unlawful cause, he meets the demands of Sharia and he gains the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this will help a person to perfect his iman. You know, a good friend of mine, his son became a hafiz. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy and asan for him and his family. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a means of him being admitted into paradise. Ameen. And he said in his son's jalsa, and alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with wealth. And he says, you know, Mulana, that I spend so much of money on this jalsa and I don't mind at all, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen my son to be an ambassador of the Quran. And you know, Mulana, you always say that how the Sahaba radiallahu anhu would give after memorizing one verse of the Quran or one chapter of the Quran or one juz of the Quran. So I didn't mind at all spending for this jalsa. But I already told my family that when my daughter gets married, I'll have a very simple wedding. I'll have a very simple wedding, like the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I'd rather give her that money to start her life and she can move on with her life, her new chapter in her life, instead of using all that money in a wedding which is forgotten the next day. So whoever holds back, مَنَعَ لِلَّهِ, you hold back for the pleasure and the ridwan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without a doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us for it. And unfortunately, today it has become a norm that the more extravagant the wedding is, or the more variety of food that is on the dasturkhan, on the table, or the bigger the centerpiece, or the better the decorations, then they become known in society. And thousands of rands, sometimes millions of rands, is used in israf. So my dear respected listeners, that if we hold back at this time for the pleasure and the ridwan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it a means of us perfecting our iman. And the third sign shown to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to attain perfect faith, wa ahabba lillah, whoever loves, he loves solely for the pleasure of the ridwan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person loves someone for no other reason but simply for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, his attachment to a pious person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously he does not expect any worldly benefit from that sheikh or from that pious person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he loves him only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he hopes to progress in spiritual matters and to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this is a very blessed love and provides much benefit to the believer, who attaches himself to a pious person. A person who looks at his parents with love and affection. And if he looks at his parents with this intention, I'm looking at my parents with love, solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the ajr, look at the reward, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give this person the reward of one hajj and one umrah. So he loves solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For no other ulterior motive, for no other gain, not to become known in society. He loves a person solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth sign shown to us by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَأَبْغَضَ لِلَّهِ. Whoever hates, he hates for the pleasure and the ridwan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One thing we should always keep in mind, listeners, is that when we hate the action of the person, we do not hate the person itself. We hate the sin, we do not hate the sinner. We hate disbelief, but we do not hate a disbeliever. For we all are created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are all the makhluk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to show that respect for one another. And when we hate the action of that person. And a beautiful example in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when his paternal uncle, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when his liver was eaten by Hinda with the help of Wahshi, who killed Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was devastated, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was heart sore. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hated that act, but did not hate Hinda or Wahshi. And because of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hating that action and not that person, today Wahshi has radiallahu ta'ala anhu next to his name. Hinda radiallahu ta'ala anha, she has radiallahu ta'ala anha to her name. Because of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't take revenge, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hated that action. And they came before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and admitted to that wrong. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hated that action. And because of him hating that action and not that person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them that status of radiallahu ta'ala anhu or radiallahu ta'ala anha. Another example that comes to mind, you know, when a Jew person came and spoke ill of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, witnessing this, got angry, picked him up and threw him on the ground. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu puts his knees on his chest, about to behead him. And this Jew person spits at the face of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu withdraws. And this person asks, Hazrat Ali, you had your chance. Why didn't you take it? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, at first my anger was for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Me killing you was for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then when you spat on my face, my intention changed. Now I was going to kill you for my pleasure. So that's why I withheld. So my respected listeners, that we understand from this four signs of faith the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, that we give for the pleasure of Allah. We hold back for the pleasure of Allah. We love for the pleasure of Allah. And we hate for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to bring these four signs of faith into our lives so that our iman can get perfected. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Ameen. Wa akhira da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.